So that's Parshas Behaloischa. So in the Parshas Behaloischa, we have the story that Miriam spoke about Moshe, and that's the Lashon Hora, the story of the Lashon Hora against Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu spirish min Aisha, because he separated from his wife from Tzipora, right? And they had a time, Halo gam banu diber Hashem. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu spirish min Aisha? So there's a famous Bishmul in Daktoma. The Bishmul in Daktoma says, he asks a simple question. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be Purish min Aisha? Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to speak to him at any time, right? That's the story. But if you make a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Bayoim. That's Rashi brings down, always, always Bayoim. And we know that the Torah can be given to people, the Gemara says, by Fortevul Yom. The Gemara Shabbos, the Pefer of the base, say that Klal Yisrael b'Kabbalas HaTorah, they're Tevul Yom. Because they were Purish min Aisha, and the precious min Aisha ended at night, and they were ready to mekabel the Torah in the morning. So says the Gemara, the kule alma did not Torah l'tful yom. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Purish min Aisha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to him at any time? Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone to the mikveh right before, and he would be at tful yom. But that's fine, tful yom, the Torah isn't l'tful yom. So that's the kasha everybody asks. Meaning, what's the Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Because what you call Bechol Bisi Nemanu and Moshe Rabbeinu is Pel Daber Boy Pitoim, Rashi says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared the last second. So it means that there was no set time. Moshe Rabbeinu could have been at Tevul Yom. So says the Bishmo, and he says like this, I will explain to you in this Akhtoma that Moshe Rabbeinu, his Chiddush was that Torah has a Din of Kochim. Has a Din of Kochim. So therefore, look at what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Here, by Kochim, Tevul Yom is also. It's only Mutar Beher of Shemesh. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Purish Min Aisha, because he held the Torah as a Din of Kochim. The second thing Moshe Rabbeinu did was Shever HaSaluchis. He made a Kal V'chomer Kom Pesach. But the Kom Pesach HaMumar is also, and it's Mumar Udavar Echad, Kol Shken Mumar Kol HaTorah Kula. Factoris is what's the Dimin? That's Korban, Pesach. Here, Torah, Yechzir on another Mutav. But Moshe Rabbeinu held the Torah as a Din Korban. If it's a Din Korban, it's a Kal V'chomer from Kom Pesach. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu Moisiv Yoy Mechad Midaitoi says the Beis Shmuel Givaldik Chidush that really we know the Gemara's Machloikes how many oynes, how many periods of 12 hours Shichva Zer is Metame. So he wants to say the Machloikes is 4, 5, or 6. Now, the Posh Pshat the Gemara says like this. The Gemara goes and the Gemara says, I'll explain to you the Beis Shmuel, because the Beis Shmuel, if you don't explain the Gemara clear, the Beis Shmuel is very hard. But what it means, the Gemara says like this. There is a sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's Metame 4, Rabbi Shmuel, which is Metame 6, and Rabbi Kifar, Metame 5. So the Gemara says like this. Machloik is in the Gemara, when was the Torah given? Vov Siv or Nozayin Siv? Machloik is Chachom Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara wants to be toilet. The Gemara says in the Mudalef, that's taller than Machloik. As if you hold these four oynes, so the Shloshes and Yagbal were the first day, the first night, the day and the night, 4, and then the Torah was given in the morning, Torah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Chachom, the Torah was given involved. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the oynes are a bigger period of time, so then the Torah was given Zayin Sivan. So Rabbi Yosi would hold either like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would be held. So that's a posh pshat. But the Pele is the Gemara, because it comes out like this. The Gemara says that according to the Gemara, asks some apostle. The apostle says, Ayoyim u'mochar. So if the Gemara says, if it's Ayoyim u'mochar, so the Torah is supposed to give in Vav Sivan. Ayoyim u'mochar. Those are Yagbala, the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu Yosif Yomechad Midaitoi. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day. And for the Gemara, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to Moshe? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come on Vav, he came on Zayin. That's what the Gemara says. But comes out on second. If that's the machloek, the Kodesh Baruch wanted to give when? Wanted to give on Vav, when Shabbin was Moshe Lezayin. If it's taller than machloek, how many oynes is Shechva Zera Metame? Like the posh pshat in the Gemara is. So it comes out as a machloek, the Moshe Rabbeinu Kodesh Baruch, how many oynes is Metame? We say, Moshe Rabbeinu Zerga Kodesh Baruch Legabi Lochiz Nida, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even learn Lochiz Nida, meaning the Arboim Yoim is afterwards. So how can it be argued that Kodesh Baruch in Lochiz Nida? The second issue is, the Gemara says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu come up to the idea that he needed an extra day? So the Gemara says, because it's Hayoim Kemochar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the preparation should be Hayoim and Mochar, today and tomorrow. So the Gemara says, today, today is already far fallen. Why? Because the night is already too late. So the first day has to be like the second day. The second day is Leilo Imoy. So the first day is Leilo Imoy also. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Vidaito. Meaning Hayom must not be today, must mean tomorrow. Has nothing to do with Hilchos Nida. So what's about Toilet Hilchos Nida? So Gdibi Shmuel, the Gemara, when the Gemara Toilet Hilchos Nida, was that the Gemara thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rabbi Yosi, meant to give the Toilet Zayin Sivan. Now that the Gemara comes out that the Toilet is Nitna Bevov Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So the Pshad is Al Korcha, the Gemara holds that even Rabbi Yosi holds, like Labeloz Ben Azaria, that Oina is only Metame for Oinas. Technically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given on the morning of Vav Sivan, because it toilet didn't let volume. But what's Moshe Rabbeinu Moisiv Yechom Echad Midaitoi? So Akhtir Moshe Rabbeinu to make Torah Lakotshim. He agrees that Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria. Technically, they became, the Tumah ended at the night. During the morning, it was a new day. Moshe Rabbeinu Darshan Hayoim Kemochar to tell you, I need a full Yoim and I need a full Mochar to be able to be ahead of Shemesh. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Maskim Yodri. So Zokter Lishitosi, the Gemara in the Maskona holds, the whole idea was a localized issue of Moshe Rabbeinu to Torah. The Torah should be Lakochim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's Uftu. That's why it's Purish Mineisha, because Tvul Yom is unacceptable. That's why the Torah could have not been given in Vav Sivan, had to be given in Zayin Sivan, because the Allah of Tvul Yom, Moshe Rabbeinu held, since the Tumah ended at night, during the mornings, Hayom has to be Kemochar, the full day, which means the head of Shemesh. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu also broke the Luchas. Now the question that remains here is, number one, what does that mean? The Torah is Kekochim. What does that mean? Very nice, very gishmak. What does that mean? But even more, it's a bigger kasha. We know there is a haflaw. The haflaw says, and the truth is not only the haflaw, it's already the Rishonim, the Rashbam, in the beginning of the Chumash. That in the beginning, it was the night following the day. Not the night preceding the day, but the night follow the day. Was Layoim Velayla. And what it says, Vayere Vayboker, says the Rashbam, Vayere Vayboker, the Russian Erev, where it doesn't say Vaylaila Vayom, because Erev means sunset. It was a day, and it's sunset, which is dusk. And then Vayboker means it was a night, and then there was the third started getting light. Boiker is Belosha becoming light. Erev when things become very, very unclear, because it's the dusk. And Boker, when things become Bikur Hamumin, they become clear, they become very distinguished. Okay, so that's what Shtir Rashbam, which again is against the Gemara, because the Gemara says Vayere Vayboker. That's why the Ibn Ezra argues with him, and the printers actually took away. The Rashbam was punished, meaning his printing was taken out and was left up to Parshas Vayesha, where he talks Pshut Hashem Mikra, because the printers couldn't understand how he did that. But they held that the idea is now. The flaw says that's clearly the idea. Before Matan Torah, it was day, and afterwards night. Like the pasuk says, Yoim v'Layla lo yishboisu. Yoim, and then afterwards Laila. So many riots to this. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also, the Mesle Yaakov says also like the flaw. The flaw brings riots. First of all, he says like this. Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula Ashla Nitna. So he kept Shabbos. Agoy Sheshov Aschaya Misa. Says yes, because a goy sheshoyeh chavisa is only also yoim v'alayla lo yishboisu, day and night. So as long as Moshe Rabbeinu worked Friday morning, so Friday night he could have kept Shabbos. Shabbos morning he didn't work, but Motzei Shabbos he did work. So he never transgressed the goy sheshabbos. He only kept the Jewish Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says goy sheshoyeh chayav misa. Says Ravina, even if he was shoyves on Monday b'sheni b'shabbos. So everybody asks, why B'Sheni B'Shabbos? Say B'Rishon B'Shabbos. Some people want to say because of the Christians, they didn't want to antagonize the Christians. But the Gemara says, Ravina is in Bavel, meaning he's not talking about the Christians. But says Aflod is very gishmak. Because for a goy to be chayev misa on Sunday, what does he have to do? He has to rest on Sunday and Sunday night. But Sunday night is already Monday for us. So then Achenami, his Sunday is our Monday. That's why I feel B'Sheni B'Shabbos. The same idea, it goes on and on and on. The many rayas, one of the rayas that there is Vayimim Ochras HaShabbos. So Mimochras a Pesach. Mimochras a Pesach, the Gemara says in Kiddush of Lamed Vav, the Vayoichlu Miavur Ares, but Yeshua says they waited and they ate from the new Tvua. Mimochras a Pesach means the day after Tezvav, which means the day after Achilas a Pesach, which means the day of Korban Omer, because the Korban Omer started to be noig that time. Frank Ibn Ezra, one second. Mimochras a Pesach is telling me that's on the 16th, because Pesach means Achilas a Pesach. It says in the Pasuk in Chumash, the Klal Yisrael cleft Mitzrayim Mimochras a Pesach. When was that? That was the Tezvav. Because Mimochras a Pesach is after the 14th with the Shchitas a Pesach. So one second, is Mimochras a Pesach, is Pesach 14th, and Mimochras a Pesach 15th, like says the Chumash, or is Pesach the 15th, and Mimochras a Pesach the 16th? Says the Ibn Ezra, says the Mar Floyd, it's very geschmack. Because at the time when the Chumash, it was day and afterwards night. So it's tak Achilas a Pesach. But Achilas a Pesach was when? Achilas a Pesach still belonged to the 14th. So when they left Mitzrayim was the day after Achilas a Pesach, that was the morning of the 15th. Mashenke by Tav Yeshua already had changed. So the night of the 15th, the 14th at night, was already the 15th. So Mimochras a Pesach is the 16th. The question is, what point in time did they change? So from the floor you could say, but I think it's Muchach, that was the idea by when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisiv Yomechad Midaitoi. Why? Because what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayoim Umochar, be prepared today and tomorrow, and I'm coming on the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm saying, today is too late already, because the night is already gone. So today must be tomorrow. But one second, if the night followed the day, the night is not gone yet. Because the night is the following night, not the preceding night. So Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant Hayoim Umochar, today, means today and tonight, and tomorrow and tonight, the next morning, the next night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu come the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I want the night to be preceding, so today is already too late. So it comes out that was the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. That by Moisif Yomechad Midaito means, I want the Hayoim to be Kemochar, the Hayoim Leiloi Imoi means the night should precede the day. And therefore today is already profound. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by not coming on the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Moshe to mask it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is that remains, first of all, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to change the calendar? First of all, why did he have to change the calendar? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to change the calendar? But even more interesting, according to the Beis Shmuel, why did he change the calendar? Because Torah has a din of Kochim. By Kochim, the night always follows the day, doesn't precede the day. So he's changing the calendar to make the night precede the day. If he holds Torah as Kochim, it should always follow the day. And the halacha lemaaseh, there is a Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says the following halacha in the Broches. He has a kasha like this. If you are wearing a tzitzis and the tzitzis fall off, you have to make a brocha. Because it's a chatas. So you make a second brocha again on the same day. Fred Rabbi Yoina, if a person is learning and he stops learning, why doesn't he make a new brocha? He says, you know why? Because bishlam by tzitzis, by tefillin, you make kind of the mitzvah. Now it's a new mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah is one hemshach mitzvah. So it doesn't stop. So frekter one second. So that's in this day. But what happens if it's the next day? So you have to make a brocha. So frekter ben yoina, why don't you make a brocha at night? So in other words, if you learn during the day, you stopped. And now it's the night, you should make a new brocha, it's a new day. So frekter legabe Talmud Torah, the night follows the day. The next morning you have to make a brocha. But the night follows the day. Basically, Rosh Hashanah means that the night follows the Talmud Torah. According to the Beis Shmuel, it's very geschmack, because Torah is a din kochim, so the night follows the day. So it's part of the previous day. That makes a lot of sense. But the question is, if that is the vort, the Torah, the night follows the day, Moshe Rabbeinu changed for the night to precede the day. If Torah is a din kochim, the night should follow the day. So that's the second question. And the third question is Rabbi Elchanan's question. Rabbi Elchanan asks, on the Rambam. The Rambam says, look at how terrible Lashon Hara is. Because look at Miriam. Miriam, what did she do? She loved Moshe Rabbeinu. She helped him. She did everything for him. The only thing she spoke is she thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is like every other prophet. And she still was Nena, Shkal Vachomer for Lashon Hara, for everybody else. What? You tell me that she did a small Vera? What did she have a small Vera that she said that Moshe Rabbeinu is like all the other Nevi'im? The Rambam says, in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu is like another Navi, he's not Lashon Hara, he's Mamash HaPikoyres. You have a din apikoyeres, we read it v'lamalim. So, 1 second. Ram is trying to minimize the idea that she made Moshe Rabbeinu like all the other Nevi'im. That's the worst thing she could have ever done. Zogel b'l'chona, no, you're right. That is after the story of Miriam. Up to the story of Miriam, she didn't know. Miriam, the idea is that Miriam didn't realize that. And this was said. So in other words, the chidush that Moshe Rabbeinu has a different din than any other Navi was only said before afterwards. Before Miriam, it wasn't. That's why at the time Miriam wasn't such a big avera. After the story of Miriam, because of huge avera. 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch has to wait to hear to tell the Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Davka by the fact that he was Purish Minaisha? If it's so important, it should have said before. Why Davka by this story by Purish Minaisha we come to tell you and review? Let me tell you, Moshe Rabbeinu is not like everybody else. It's something totally different. Why is that the case? So the three questions. Question number one is, what does it mean Torah Kekochim? Question number two is, first of all, why did Moshe Rabbeinu change the calendar, the day and the night? And why did he do that if Torah is still night? And stop, you have to understand. Why call a Torah Kula the night precedes the day, and by Kochim the night follows the day? And the number three, why the idea of the Moshe Rabbeinu is different than all the other Nevi'im? This Baklar Ahmir is set up here. So to answer that, I want to say something. The idea is what we've been speaking. The idea of time. What is the idea of time? The idea of time is two things. If you look in the analogy of time is money. For us, time is not money. For us, money, the best it could ever be is time. Time is the most choshev thing. But if you look at the idea of money, you could spend money. Or you could go ahead and you could invest money. The one difference is you one money that you spend you don't have. The one that you invest, you have more and more and more. That's why the one apocryphal idea about Einstein is that Einstein was used to say that compound is the eighth wonder of the world. It's apocryphal. Probably didn't say. But the question is, well, how did it become known about Einstein? Because Einstein is the one that talks about time. The most important time is the idea of compounding. And to explain that, stating the Goin. The Goin says, and this is a Goin that Rav Utne brings down, B'Shem a Goin from Rav Kook. And the truth is, this also brings down this arrive in the Masech Edus. It says, 400 is slaves. And the fourth generation will come back. So Frank the Goin and the Rived, why Legabi the Avdos it says ears, and Legabi coming back it says fourth generation. It says because Tola Hakilkul Bisman and the Tikkun is Beodom. Kilkul is Bisman and Tikkun is Beodom. Fosmetos. Zman on its own is eroding. If you look at Zman, time on its own, it spends, it wastes. You have people are young and then they go old. And their life is katus adoyres. It's all time is erosion, is time spent. Avoid this odem is to change time, not into something that's spent, but something that grows. Zokir in Chazal is ze kona chokhma. It's not the one that spent life, it's the one that bought. The same idea of compounding. What's main compounding? Compounding is that the more you spend, the more you have it. So time, the tikkun adam is take time, not from erosion, but to be mesake, to make doiris, to take it the next step. The ze kona chokhma. That's why loshen zman, loshen zimun. That one rega prepares the other. That's tikkun abina. And that's what we said, the whole idea of Sfiras Omer is to turn zman, not today is the second day, today is the third day, today is 2 days, today is 3 days. That the zman adds up, is additive. That's why compounding is indeed in the concept of time is the eighth wonder. Because time, if you don't compound it, is wasted. That's the idea. If the night follows the day, you have the day, and the day leads into night. So the time is erosion. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Torah allows us to change time, to start from night and to grow into a day. To see time growing, not chas v'shalom time shrinking. That's why to Moshe Rabbeinu is Moisiv Yom Echad Midai to he changed the calendar. Hayoyim Kemochar. That the idea of the calendar of Zman, Torah allows us to take Zman into its head. And that's the idea of Sfiras Omer, that Zman from now on is not spending, is Zekona Chochma. The idea is that Torah allows us to grow, to use time as a form of growth, night leading into day. So that's so significant. That's why Vayere Vayboker In the what happened in the Rashbam says in Emitzius was day and afterwards night. But the Torah uses this ambiguous lotion to tell you that this will change. He's waiting for dawn, for Adam to be able to change that. That's Kabbalah Satorah. That is the significance. So why by Torah is the opposite? Because by Torah the word is says the Maran Shevar Tiferes Kinir Mitzvah Torah. Mitzvah is in the seder of Olam Hazeh, in the seder of Zman. Torah is lemala min Zman. What's made the Torah is lemala min Zman? Torah is something that's a pshat, it's just additive that you grow. Afuch, the growing of Torah is realizing how little you know. Is the whole bitul, the whole idea of Chochmah is realizing how it's mitziah. That's what we spoke, that yogata u'matzasa. So Torah is indeed the highest bechina that is day going into night. But the word is, so that's why courtship is totally different. It's night going into day. It's just the opposite. It's day going into night. The idea of Chochmah is to realize how little you know, how givaldic it is, to go deeper and deeper and to know b'machshakim u'yishivani, Talmud Bavli. That's why the Halacha is like Talmud Bavli. Mimela, you could say a very geschmack. Moshe Rabbeinu did Torah ki kochim. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Torah is away from Olam Hazeh. Torah ki kochim means it's not a chelik of Olam Hazeh. That's why you need Herif Shemesh. You need an andre atzola. What is the gather? Who could do that? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is paklar amira. We still see Torah in the eyes of Olam Hazeh. Because we are tainted by Olam Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is chetzi lemala malach. So the word is for him, Torah was ki kochim. He was the only one who could say the Torah is kekochim. So that's the idea. Why Davka here was said the Torah kekochim? Because by being poirish min aisha, mean the Torah is kekochim, only Moshe Rabbeinu could do that. Because he was Spaklari Amira. So Spaklari Amira allowed him to understand the Torah is kekochim, and Torah is kekochim Davka with Moshe Rabbeinu because he's Spaklari Amira. That's why Davka here, it said that. So the Mir is Givaldic. If the calendar would have been the night followed by day, so then there would be no Chidush. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make Torah different than everything else. So first he had to change everything else to be the day, night, preceded by preceding day, meaning the time growing, and then he could make Torah different. The Torah is the next step, is when day turns into night. So to turn Torah into Kochim, you had to turn Zman on its head. If you don't turn Zman on its head, you don't realize the Torah is different. But when it turns Zman, so we ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu make the night precede the day? If Torah is Kekochim, the night follows the day. To make Torah Kekochim, the night follows the day, the Olam Hazeh has the night to precede the day. Because then you realize that the night precedes the day that you grow, and then you achieve the Torah, and you realize that you're nothing. That's why if you look at the Aleph base, it goes from Albam. The Aleph, you put Aleph to Chof, and Lamet to Tov, next to each other, goes from Al, from nothing, to Yesh. But then you get a bigger Madrega, which is Kat. Which is Kas, you take something which is Yesh, and you make it to nothing. You grow into light, and you take back into night. So Mimela, that's the Givaldic word. And so that's what we ask the Bishop. What's the idea of Torah Kekochim? To tell you the Torah is away from Olam Hazeh. It's Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So Mimela, that's what Torah Kekochim. Torah Kekochim can only be. Once you make Zman, then you could perceive what Torah Kekochim is all about, and that's Baklari Amir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mimela, this is why there is a Goin. The Goin says in Yeshayahu, there's a difference between Itim and Zmanim. There's It, Ace, Lakol Ace, Velakol Zman. They're synonyms, but they're very different. Ace is before something starts. I always say Ish Iti. Ish Iti means something set aside. Serendipity. Akudj Boko gives you. Zman is after the process. When you get it, the process starts. Because Zman means process. One leads to the other. Serendipity is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is an accretion. There's a process called Zman. Torah has no Zman. Torah is lemala min Zman. That's why Torah says only kavata itim la Torah. There's no kavata Zman in la Torah. You get the matona because it's not the pshat, is it? Today I learn one daf, tomorrow I learn a second daf, and I add it. If I just add, Torah is the more you add. You come, that's the idea of emergence. The idea of emergence is taking from day into night. And Mimela, that's only Kavata Itim HaTorah. Is Yagata or Matzasa? So Mimela, that's the whole idea. The Jewish calendar changes through Adam by Moshe Rabbeinu, who understood the Torah Kekochim. To make Torah Kekochim, you have to change all of the Zman on its head. That today, the Zman is the night precedes the day, and you arrive to the day, which is followed by night, with the concept of Torah, which is Yagata or Matzasa.